So first of all, welcome. It's wonderful to see everyone again. I want to, before he walks out, thank Rabbi Shabtai so much for all of his efforts as our Rosh Beis Medrash. He's done an extraordinary job in putting everything together and recruiting you and organizing things. And we're very, very grateful, Rabbi Shabtai, for all of your hard work. I also want to reiterate our gratitude to Avi and Felicia Froelich and the Froelich Financial Group for sponsoring for the year the Men's Afternoon Kollel. And of course, the Kollel is part of the overall Dr. Yitzchak Belazon, Zichrono Levracha, Beis Medrash program of BRS. And we're very grateful to the Belazon family as well. Really excited to be back again together and learning. Advanced, hopefully at a high level, on Wednesday afternoons, Monday afternoons. This is another jewel in the crown of our community, that people in the middle of the day, some who have time more easily and others who have to carve the time a little bit more with a little bit more difficulty, designate time to come and to learn Torah in the classic sense. And what I mean by that is we're very proud of the classes that we give, where we have handouts and source sheets and we cut and paste and so on and so forth. But the traditional kollel, yeshiva, old school, opening a Gemara, learning a blot, going through the Rishonim and Achronim, understanding the halacha, this is the bread and butter of Torah learning. This is Talmud Torah as it's meant to be, and it's a great source of pride to our community to have that type of Talmud Torah going on. As Rabbi Shabtai said, I don't know about me, but the rest of the lineup on Monday and Wednesdays, we have a wonderful Talmidei Chachamim and really an outstanding lineup, so hopefully you will enjoy. There are Gemaras in the back. I also gave you handouts. We're going to go through some Rishonim and Achronim together today as well. You have the Gemara on the first page, but in the future I will not include the Gemara as a motivation for you to bring your own Gemara. Real learning is when you have a sefer in front of you, and you have your pencil or a pen, and you're writing and underlining and taking notes and highlighting. That is Talmud Torah. When you make a kinyan, when you make a kinyan on the Torah, it goes from Torah to Torah so, as the first parak of Tehillim says. Okay, we're going to pick up today where we left off last year, and that is the Maseches Psachim, Arve Psachim, the 10th parak, Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, 114a. And we're going to pick it up at the Mishnah. Here we have a very distinct unit to study together. I want to wish Rabbi Friedman a happy birthday. Rabbi Friedman, many more healthy, happy, learning Torah together. But here you have, from one Mishnah to the next Mishnah, is a succinct unit in the Gemara here. And I want to go through it together. We'll see some fascinating halacha that comes out. Rabbi Shabtai, there's someone in there who might be looking, I think, for us in here. Thank you. So the Mishnah says the following. We're talking about the top Mishnah. That's where we're starting. And the top Mishnah says the following. Really, until now, we've discussed laws of Kiddush. We've discussed laws of Hamotzi. We've discussed the laws of Zugos, of Pears, and Ayin Hara. Arve Psachim has been rich with practical halacha and with all kinds of fascinating agadata. But now we get to the heart of issues with the Seder. Now, you'll say it's only October, but you know, at the pace we go, this is very exciting, because hopefully this will inspire and inform our Seder to be an even more meaningful experience. Says the Mishnah, Mazgu lo kos rishon. Mazgu lo, they pour for him the first cup. Beshamay omrim, mevarach al hayom, v'achar kach mevarach al hayayin. Beshilol omrim, mevarach al hayayin, v'achar kach mevarach al hayom. Says the Mishnah, we're up to the Seder. How does the Seder begin? We have four cups at the Seder. Chazal orchestrated, ordained, we drink four cups of wine at the Seder. The first cup is, it's not a trick question, first cup is Kiddush. The second cup is on the Haggadah and half of Hallel. The third cup is benching Birchas HaMazon. The fourth and final cup is the conclusion of Hallel and Hallel Haggadah, the Kili Olam Chasto. So we're beginning the Seder now through Chazal. And the Mishnah says, Mazgu, they, lo, pour for him the first cup. Mazgu, lo, they pour for him the first cup. So it's interesting. A few notes, even before we get deep into the Mishnah. We discussed already last year, Taisus and Daf Tzadi Tes has a suffix, has a discussion. Does everyone require the four cups? Or can you be Yotze the four cups through the Balabais? Remember we had this discussion last year? Does everyone, is it a mitzvah shebegufo? Like, you can't wear tzitzis and be motzi me. Right? If they did a tzitzis check in school on me, I can't say, I'm not wearing tzitzis, but he's being motzi me. You can't put tefillin on and I can sleep late. There are mitzvah shebegufo, everybody has to do the mitzvah themselves, and there are other mitzvahs where you can exempt me, or you can fulfill the mitzvah through me, through the mechanism of Shomei HaKohen. I listen, you say Kiddush, I'm Yotze with you. You read the Megillah, I'm Yotze with you. You blow Shofar, I'm Yotze with you. Where do the Dalet Kosos fit in? And the first might be an exception, because it's Kiddush, but it also has the identity of being one of the Dalet Kosos. Are the Dalet Kosos or mitzvah shebegufo, like tzitzis or tefillin, you have to drink it? Or can you be Yotze? Can someone else be Motzi you in the Dalet Kosos? This was a Safek in Tosos, Daf Tzadi Tes, Amud Beis. We discussed it at length with an analysis of how the Dalet Kosos work exactly. And the first cup has both components, Kiddush and the other. But what does it sound like from our Mishnah? It sounds like they're pouring for whom? Mazgu, not Lahem, but Mazgu, Lo. Singularly. So one could be medayik if you want to. It seems like they're pouring just for Lo, just for the balabais. What else can you be medayik? So look at the first page, the second page of your source sheet. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tuf Ayin Gimel, our exact Mishnah, it quotes, says the following. Zog the Mechaber, Mozgin Lo Kos Rishon Mekadosh Lo Mavorach Shechiyonu. They pour for him the first cup, he makes Kiddush on it, and in addition to Kiddush, he recites Shechiyonu. Vimchal b'Shabbos Omer v'Yichulu. If the first night of Pesach coincides with Shabbos, you say the Kiddush of Friday night v'Yichulu as well. Vimchal b'Motzei Shabbos Omer Yak Nahaz, which we studied at length. Remember, we saw every possible combination of what order: Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, Zman. That is the conclusion of what we follow and why. If you remember, we saw the Shitas in the Gemara, and the Rashbam walked us through what every combination might be. V'im shachach lahav devlo nizkar ad sheizchel ha'agada, yashlem ha'agada ad ga'al Yisroel, v'achar kach yavdil. If you forgot Havdalah when you made Kiddush, then you shtup Havdalah in later on, in the Hagada after ga'al Yisroel. But now look at the Ramah. We're on the next page. Continues the Ramah. Ein litol yadav kodem, klal kodem Kiddush. We do not wash our hands before Kiddush. Why does the Ramah say that here? Was the Ramah a Yeke? Why is he talking about washing your hands before Kiddush? This is really a topic for another time, but the proper way to do it is to wash your hands before Kiddush. Right? I grew up, I always thought the Yekes were the ones who were off base. The crazy Yekes, they wash before Kiddush. But then my wife's grandfather was a Yeke, and every time we ate with him, that's how we did it, and I looked into the Inyan a little bit more, and you'll see that in the Halacha, and quoted by the Ramah, that's really the more proper way. The question is not on the Yekas why they wash before Kiddush, the question is on the rest of us why we don't. So if you assume that the default is to wash before Kiddush, that's why the Ramah has to come out of his way to say, on Seder night, you don't wash before Kiddush. Why don't you wash before Kiddush Seder night? Because you're not making Hamotzi anytime soon. I don't care how fast your Seder is, you're not making a motzi anytime soon. Fine, continues the Ramah. V'mein yad of nikios yito ma'at, ava'ein levarach ala netila. If your hands aren't clean, of course they need to be clean to make Kiddush, but you don't make a bracha, that's not netilas yadayim. And now the part I wanted to bring to your attention. U'balabayis lo yimzog ba'atzmo, rak acher yimzog lo, derech cheres. Says the Ramah, and this is practiced at our Siddurim, we don't pour for ourselves. Rather, everyone at the Seder has someone else pour for them. Why? Because when's the last time the president or prime minister or head of state poured their own glass? To somebody whose entire job is to stand next to them, it's like being in a Chinese restaurant. And every three sips you take, someone's filling your glass. You don't pour your glass if you're royalty. Seder night, we're royalty. We don't pour for ourselves. We pour for one another is an expression of derech cheres. It's an expression of royalty. Where'd they get that from? Where'd they get that from? So, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Mazgu Lo. It doesn't say a person pours for himself and recites Kiddush. It doesn't even strike us as odd because we're all familiar already with that practice. But the Mishnah began, Mazgu Lo. They poured for him, and that has been adopted as normative practice, as halacha, quoted by the Ramah in Siman Tuf Ayin Gimel, that we follow, that we pour for one another, derech cheres. Good. So the Mishnah has this machlokas. The Mishnah has this debate. They pour the first cup. How do you say Kiddush at the Seder night? Beisham I say, mevorach al yom, v'achar kach mevorach al yayin. First you make the bracha on the day. In other words, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. And only afterwards do you make the bracha, Bori Pri Hagafen, before you begin to drink. If that sounds crazy to you, think about how we bench. That's exactly how we bench. You say the bracha is a benching, and then you make the Bori Pri Hagafen. Whereas Beis Hillel, right, it's more familiar to us, say no, first you make the Bori Pri Hagafen, first you Mevorech Al Hayayin, and only then are you Mevorech Al Hayom. What's their reasoning? What are they debating here in our Mishnah? Now, first of all, look at the Rashbam. For those who weren't with us last year, at this point in Psachim, we don't have the commentary of Rashi, we only have the commentary of the Rashbam. In Arvei Psachim, the Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, Reb Shmuel ben Meir, takes over. And of course, an outstanding Talmud Chacham did not have the same talents as his grandfather Rashi, had other talents, but it's different experience learning with the Rashbam. So here in our Mishnah, the Rashbam says, Al Hayayin, Hu Adin L'Mekadesh Al HaPas, the time of Mefarsh B'Gemara. The Rashbam is quick to interject that the same thing would be true with this debate about which order to go. Do you first do on the wine or first do on the yom? Would be the same if you were making Kiddush al pas. We know the halacha is that if you don't have access to wine, you make Kiddush on bread. What if you had neither wine nor bread? Can you make Kiddush on kugel? Can you make Kiddush on chicken? Can you make Kiddush on other things? Rav Moshe Feinstein actually has a tshuva about this. He quotes the Yavetz. The Yavetz entertained the possibility. He said, bread is just the symbol of the staple of a meal. But anything that would qualify as a meal, any significant foodstuff, could be called a meal. You can make Kiddush on a meal. Rav Moshe disagrees. He thinks the Yavetz didn't mean this la halacha v'lo l'maisa, and Rav Moshe therefore disagrees. And there's a nafkamina. Rav Moshe actually writes. He's talking about what if you're stuck somewhere, you know, you ran out of gas on the highway, there was crazy traffic, and you didn't have bread or wine to make Kiddush on. All you had was a candy bar. All you had was, do you recite Kiddush? Rav Moshe says, what if you're in prison? He actually says, person who's in prison, and the prison is not exactly cooperative. Not the prison with the minyanim and the dafyomi and the other stuff. The prison is not cooperative in providing Kiddush and hamotzi. But in any case, the Rashbam here says the same halacha would be true for bread that's true for wine. This debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Before we delve into this, does anyone want to guess why? Which opinion is more compelling, Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel? Two brachas need to be recited as part of Kiddush. Bori Pri Hagafen, which is a birchas hananin, it's the bracha we make every time that you want to consume wine, whether on a Monday night, on a Shabbos, or on a Yontif, on Seder night. So you have to make Bori Pri Hagafen, and you also have to say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. You have to make a bracha on the day, Me'ina Ma'ura, about the day. Which one should go first? What are the variables? What are the considerations? Which opinion do you think is more compelling? Beis Shammai say, first make the bracha on the day, and then the wine. They still say no. First you make the bracha on the wine, then the day. Why do they each reach their conclusion? What are the variables? What do you think? What? Why should that make the difference? Because if wine was not necessary to make Kiddush, then you should make Kiddush before wine, because wine is secondary to the Kiddush. So that would be like Beis Shammai. Who has an argument for Beis Hillel? Yes?
You say Hagafen more often than you do on the day.
Oh, otherwise known as? Tadir Vesheino, Tadir Kodem. Maybe we have a rule, when trying to figure out the hierarchy and the chronology or the order, we have a rule about frequency. Since you more frequently make a Bori Pri Hagafen, assuming you more frequently make a Bori Pri Hagafen than you do Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, that would seem to support the idea that you make the Bori Pri Hagafen first. Maybe that's Beis Hillel. So let's see the Gemara. Let's see the reasons. The good news is we don't have to guess. The Gemara spells it out. Oh, so there's no Simcha without Yayin. True. But what's the reason that you have to have Simcha? Because Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, the day. So is the fact that you have to have Simcha an argument for wine first, or for the Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim first? You can make either argument. On the one hand, you need Yain to be Yotzei the Simcha. On the other hand, you wouldn't need to be B'Simcha if it weren't Yontif. So which one does that support? So you see, it's an interesting question.
But Beis Shammai, are you concerned about Yiddish and the...
Good. So might the reason be, Beshamai concerned, what is the role of Boer Pri HaGafen in Kiddush? Is it a Birchas Hananin, or is it part of the Matbeya of Kiddush? In other words, is it part of the Nusach of Kiddush that is not just a Birchas Hananin, it's not just the bracha you make before benefiting from a food, but it's taken on a new identity, part of the Nusach of Kiddush? Or no, it's still a Birchas Hananin in the middle of Kiddush, and therefore you have to worry about the idea that it might be a Hafsek after. That it might be a Hafsek, whatever you're saying afterwards. That's a whole discussion. Correct. We have at all of our events. Yeah, we discussed this also last year. But you make a Boi Pri HaGafen before the Birchas Erusin.
Right.
You make a Boi Pri HaGafen as the first of the Sheva Brachas, the Birchas Nesuin. You do a lot of things afterwards. So as Boi Pri HaGafen in that capacity, serving as a Birchas Hananin, you go to a Bris. You make Boi Pri HaGafen before Asher Kadesh did me Beten. So, and you don't shrink. After Boi Pri HaGafen, Boi Pri HaGafen, Baruch Atah Hashem HaKem Racha, Asher Kadesh did me Beten, and so on. Or Sheva Brachas, or Birchas Erusin. So it can't be a perfect Birchas Hananin, and then you'd have a Hafsek problem. It must have another role as well. But let's see, the Gemara is going to tell us, what are Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel debating? Tana Rabbanan. Dvarim Shebein Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. The Gemara is quoting a Tosefta in Brachos. These are among the debates between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Besuda, regarding the issue of a meal, the laws of a meal. And the Gemara there, the Tosefta, expands a number of machloksim, a number of debates between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the halacha of a suda. Beis Shammai omrim, Beis Shammai say when it comes to Kiddush on Shabbos and Yontif, mevorech al hayom, ve'achar kach mevorech al hayayin. Why? B'mnei shehayom gorem liyayin sheyavo. Oh, this is Beis Shammai's reason. Beis Shammai say, first you say the day, and then Boi Pri HaGafen. Why? Because why are you drinking wine? And why are you drinking wine before the meal? The reason you're drinking wine before the meal is to distinguish the day. It is, you're reciting Kiddush. Now, normally, if I'm meeting you for dinner tonight, and we know at our dinner that we're going to break bread, we know at dinner we're going to have bread, and we know at dinner we're going to have wine. What's the proper halacha? Should we make the lachayim and drink the wine and make a Boi Pri HaGafen and then get up and wash for the delicious fresh baked bread they bring to the table? Or do we get up and wash first, and then make a Boi Pri HaGafen and drink the wine? You have to make a Boi Pri HaGafen even after Mahamotzi. It's the exception. In other words, if you're going to drink soda or water, you don't make a Shahakol after Motzi, but wine you still make a Boi Pri HaGafen even after you've washed. But what order do you do? So the halacha is clear, based on the order of the psukim, of the pasuk, that first you make Hamotzi. First you wash and you make Hamotzi. And only then do you sit down and you make the Boi Pri HaGafen. So why Friday night and Shabbos day do I make Kiddush? Do I do the opposite? You remember we discussed this last year in the Tosfos that told us why we cover the challah. Tosfos gave a number of reasons why we cover the challah. The most famous among them, quotes the Yerushalmi, is not to embarrass the challah. And we all said the challah doesn't get embarrassed. Challah doesn't have feelings. It's absurd. What does it mean? It means that in the hierarchy of brachos, you should have made the bracha on challah first. So how do you get around the fact that you're making the brachas in the wrong order? Cover the challah as if it's not there, make Kiddush, and then you, voila, you uncover the challah, now you didn't violate the order of brachas. That was, we learned that earlier last year. So, the whole mechanism that makes Kiddush, Kiddush, Kiddush is Mekadesh Hayom. You sanctify the day by doing something unusual. If Sunday night through Thursday night, I first wash and then I make a Boi Pri HaGafen, how do I, Mekadesh Hayom, how do I make clear tonight is the Halakha Shabbos, I want to distinguish it and praise it, by first making the Boi Pri HaGafen and only then washing. I make Kiddush before I break bread. Discussed this in the Parsha Shir yesterday. You see in our Parsha, Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem, gives Avram lechem v'yayin on his way back from war. Why is it in that order? Because lechem comes before yayin, which we talked about. Lechem is Torah Sanigla, yayin is Torah Sanister. You have to be malei kreso, you have to fill your belly with nigla before you can imbibe the yayin of Nister. But bread comes before wine, that's the halacha. Except Shabbos, when we're trying to distinguish by making kiddush. So it says, Beis Shammai, why are you drinking wine before the meal? The whole reason that you're doing this peculiar thing on Friday night, the whole reason that you're doing this peculiar thing called Kiddush is because of the sanctity of the day. Otherwise you'd be washing and only making Boi Pri HaGafen in the context of the meal. The only reason you're doing it in this order is the sanctity of the day. So which bracha should you make first, says Beis Shammai? If the only reason you're making Bari Pri HaGafen before the meal is because of the sanctity of the day, then first make the bracha to honor the sanctity of the day. First you're Mevarech Al Hayom, and only after are you Mevarech Al Hayayin.
So according to Beis Shammai, you make Kiddush even if you don't have Yayin no Pas, according to him.
According, unclear, it's a separate machlokas.
No, sure, because according to Beis Hillel, you will not make it as man, you will make it as you deny Yayin no Pas.
Well, let's get through. Hold that thought. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Okay, hold that thought. We're going to learn through this. Not because we don't care about safety, but because we don't believe our safety is... Okay. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Okay. Bear with us. Anyway, so that's Beis Shammai's reason. So again, inside. Beis Shammai omrim mevorach al hayom va'achar kach mevorach al hayayin v'pnei shehayom gorim liyayin sheyavo u'kvar kidesh hayom va'adayin yayin lo bo. In other words, Shabbos or Yontif already began and the wine was not yet there. Shabbos begins when? Shkia, with Tzeis, with nightfall, certainly Shabbos begins. So when Shabbos began, you're not drinking wine yet. So Beis Shammai say, if you want to follow the chronological order, which came first? The Kiddush Hayom? What came first? The sanctity of the day or your Kiddush? Sanctity of the day, right? You went to shul, you davened, it became Shabbos or Yontif, then you came home to make Kiddush. So, therefore, you recite the Bracha al Hayom before the Bracha al HaYayin. That's the reason of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai are really giving how many reasons? How many reasons Beis Shammai just give? Two reasons. Number one, Hayom Gorim LiYayin SheYavo. The whole reason you're drinking wine before the meal is because of the sanctity of the day, so first make the bracha on the sanctity of the day. And number two, chronologically, the sanctity of the day arrived before your bottle of wine. The sanctity of the day arrived before your Kiddush. So Beis Shammai are giving two reasons. Two reasons. Look at Rashbam. Ukvar kidesh hayom. Tam acher nosin ledvarav. Beis Shammai are giving a second reason. Because once you accepted Shabbos or Yontif with Tzeis, whether you accepted it or not, we're safe? Good. Whether you accepted it or not, the day has come. The wine has not yet gotten to the table, and neither have you. Whatever the chronological order of they came, first the sanctity of the day, then the wine, is the similar order of the bracha. So, Beis Shammai gives two reasons. Why did Beis Shammai have to give the second reason?
To reinforce the first. I mean,
what?
It reinforces the first. Because Yontif...
Why did the first need... let me rephrase my question. What was wrong with the first answer that Beis Shammai needed a second? But what was that? That was his answer. Most of the time, we don't drink wine before we eat. We're drinking the wine before we eat because of the sanctity of the day. So first, you make a bracha on the sanctity of the day, then the wine. What was the matter with that answer that Beis Shammai had to come up with a second one? So the Aruch Laner, turn the next page. So how did the second answer satisfy that? You say the chronology trumps frequency. The fact that the day came before the wine is more significant than the frequency of how often you have wine and how often the day comes. Good, but maybe that also could have been true for the first answer. The fact that the yom is gorim liayin trumps tadir v'sheino tadir. So what is the deficiency with the first answer that Beis Shammai had to come up with a second? So the Aruch Laner of Yaakov Ettlinger, Hannah Wagner's great-grandfather, those who knew Hannah Wagner, Allah Shalom, so Rav Yaakov Ettlinger in his Aruch Laner gives the following answer. Look at the Aruch Laner, where it says Ukvar on the left hand column. Hatzlach, which is the note of Yehuda Bebrochos Hiksha. Loma Matzach Beis Shammai Trei Tame. Why did Beis Shammai need two reasons? Kama Demaksha Shamla Beis Hillel My Davar Acher. We didn't continue, but the Gemara is about to ask, what's Beis Shammai's second reason? The Gemara didn't probe Beis Shammai for a second reason. It only did Beis Hillel. So why, ask the Noda Behuda in a slach, why does Beis Shammai need a second answer? V'tireitz, t'tam rishon shayom garm liayin shayovo levad lo maspik. T'ot tenach b'mekadesh al ayayin. Aval b'mekadesh al apas, gam b'lo kiddush hayetzarech la'akol pas, mishum Shabbos. So the Noda Behuda gave the following answer. You know why the Beis Shammai's first answer wasn't good enough? His first answer only dealt with if you're making kiddush on wine. Normally you drink the wine after the bread. Tonight you're drinking the wine before the bread. Why? Because of the sanctity of the day. So first make a bracha on the sanctity of the day, then the wine. That's all well and good if you're making kiddush on wine. But what if you're making kiddush on pas? If you're making kiddush on bread, then there's nothing out of order. The day is not making you change anything about the way you're having that meal. Because you're starting with bread. It's the way you start every meal, is with bread. You have no wine, you're starting with bread. So said the Noda Behuda, Beis Shammai needed a second reason, because the first reason didn't explain Beis Shammai's opinion about the order in a case where you were making kiddush on bread. Everyone understand? Mm-hmm. Follow the Noda Behuda? Good. Now the Aruch Lemir gives his own explanation. Ulanias daiti ze'eno maspik. He doesn't like the Noda Behuda's answer. Why? Da Beis Shammai amru tamam ala yayin, barei le'inyan yayin maspik ze levad. He says, that can't be why Beis Shammai needed a second answer, because Beis Shammai we're talking about with wine. The Mishnah said, mazgu lo kos rishon. They pour for him the first cup. It was clear we're talking about your mekadesh al hayayin, not pas. So that's why Beis Shammai gave that reason. Don't tell me it's not a good enough reason, because what about mekadesh al pas? That's not the scenario, that's not the case we're talking about. Vod, and furthermore, dafilu bepas shayach shayom gorim, shrei mi shekvar ocho pas b'shabes, kigom He says, and the Noda Behuda does not offer another reason. Let's say you've had a full meal before Shabbos. If you remember, last year we spoke about the very beginning of Arvei Pesachim, dealt with the case of you're having a big meal before Shabbos, and now Shabbos comes. Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, you may remember. What do? Do you stop the meal, bench, make kiddush, and start again? Rabbi Yossi said, no, keep going, and when you're done, you'll make kiddush after the fact. And even after the fact, it's called kiddush b'makom suda. That was Rabbi Yossi. So says the Aruch Lanier, a person who had a big meal before Shabbos and stops, and then makes kiddush ala pas on bread, is not doing it because they're hungry. Why are they doing it? Hayom gorim. It's Shabbos. The day obligates them to say kiddush on something, and all they have is bread. So, Beis Shammai's first reason, argues Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, would apply equally to a person making kiddush on bread as it would to a person making kiddush on wine, and therefore, the Noda Behuda was wrong in saying that's why Beis Shammai needed a second reason. So we're left still with the question. Yes?
The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says that kosh rishon, it doesn't say rishon
tov. No, kosh rishon means the first cup. The point is it's a cup. It doesn't say you place the first challah. Why? I'm not following. The point that the Aruch Lanier is making is that the Noda Behuda tried to answer. Why did Beis Shammai need a second reason? Because his first reason didn't apply if you make kiddush on bread. Answers the Aruch Lanier, it certainly does. If you were full already, the only reason you're making kiddush again is because the day mandated you do it. So therefore, the day should come before the Hamotzi. So the Aruch Lanier rejects the Noda Behuda's answer, and you're left with the question again. What was the question? Why does Beis Shammai need a second reason? What was the matter with the first reason? And here the Aruch Lanier writes, Aval la'anias daiti yesh lomar, delekach tzorach Beis Shammai taima acharina, detam shahayom gorem liyayin shiyavo levad lo maspik, shari Beis Shammai ka'amre ken gam bepsochem bekiddush delel pesach. V'sham ein ha'kiddush hayom gorem liyayin shiyavo, dafilu b'lo kiddush tzorach levarach liyayin mishum arba kosos. Says the Aruch Lanier, you know why Beis Shammai needed a second reason? Because his first reason didn't apply to Leil Pesach. Beis Shammai say, first you say Mekadesh Yisrov Azmanim, and only then Boi Pri HaGafen. Why? Hayom Gorim Liyayin. The day obligated you to do this out of order thing and drink the wine first. Says the Aruch Haner, that's all well and good. That's true on Friday night. That's true on the last days of Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos. But it's not true Leil HaSeder. Leil HaSeder, why are you drinking that wine first? Because in addition to Kiddush, you have a Chiyuv of Dalet Kosos. So you're drinking the wine for Dalet Kosos. It's not Hayom Gorin Leyayin Shiyavo at Leil HaSeder. And therefore, Beis Shammai's first reason wouldn't apply. If that were his only reason, he would have to concede that at Leil HaSeder, first you make the Boya Priya Gafin and only then the Kaddish Yisro Vazman. And therefore, Beis Shammai need a second reason. But what comes out of the Aruch Haner, and he says it, Halacha Lamaisa, he says, what happened if you didn't have wine at the Seder night? So you made Kiddush on bread, and then they brought you wine. How many cups do you need to drink?
Four.
Three or four? Oh. I might have said, look, the first cup is not really part of Dalet Kosos. Its only role in Dalet Kosos is its Kiddush. I was already Yetzizayin Kiddush with the bread, so I have three more cups to go. I might have thought that. And I didn't look, but maybe somebody even argues that Halacha L'maisa, I don't know. But comes along the Aruch Haner and he says, no, he doesn't even entertain that. He says, the halacha on the Seder is you need Dalet Kosos. We also saw this last year in Taisvis earlier. Why do you drink Dalet Kosos? Dalet Lashonos of Geula. There's a lot of different things that correspond with the number four. So it happens to be that the first cup fulfills both Kiddush and the first of the four Kosos. But you have a chiyav of Dalet Kosos independent of Kiddush. So that if you made Kiddush on bread, and only later did you get access to wine, you would still need to drink four cups. And that, if that's true, then Beis Shammai's reason, first reason, would not apply on Seder night, and that's why Beis Shammai needed the second reason. Okay? Good. Let's keep going.
Oh. So now, the question is, since you already finished that, and the kosos for that, do you say you don't need the four kosos? I would say you probably still need it, but then how do you drink it? One after the other?
I was hoping nobody was going to ask that. I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question. If you get access to wine when you're done with the Haggadah, do you take it from the top? Or do you just drink four cups in a row? Because there's a chiv of dalet kosos. It's a chayrus. You're a free man, Dal Dashonas Geula. I don't know. I suspect you would drink the four cups in succession.
They say if you don't say the Haggadah in between, then you're not La Yotze. You have to say it.
I understand, but you were Yotze the Haggadah without the wine. It's proper to say the Haggadah al HaKos, but you were Yotze without the Kos because you didn't have the Kos. You were honest. What could you do? Do you go back? I mean, you have a question of a Bracha Latala. You're going to say the Bracha on Halal again? You're going to say, you're going to bench again? I mean, what you're going to say? You make a Boi Priya Gafen. And you probably drink the four cups in a row. Okay, so that's Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai's reason, two reasons, and the Aruch Haner, why Beis Shammai needed a second reason. Let's see Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel Omrim, Mevorach ala Yayin, V'achar kach Mevorach ala Yom. Why? V'bnei Shehayayin Goreim L'Kiddush Shetei Omer. Why are you saying this Kiddush? Because you have wine. If you didn't have wine, you wouldn't say Kiddush. Right? Since wine is the precipitating reason for saying Kiddush, it's the fact that you have wine there. So first you make the Boreh Priya Gafen, and only then would you make Mekadosh Yisro Vazmanim. And Lechori would say the same thing about bread. Right? You're making Kiddush on the bread. The bread is what invites you to make the Kiddush, so you'd make the first Alapas, and then Mekadosh Yisro Vazmanim. So look at the Rashbam. Shayayin gorim the kiddush shetei omer, says the Rashbam. Shimein lo yayin opas einu mekadesh. For mekadesh al apas ki mekadesh al yayin ubirchas apas kodem. Says the Rashbam, if you didn't have wine or bread, you wouldn't be making kiddush. So what really brings what? True, it is kiddush is the reason you're drinking wine before the meal, but wine is the reason you're making kiddush altogether. And therefore, says Beis Hillel, since wine is the reason you're making the Kiddush all together, first you make the bracha ala wine, ala wine, al bari priya gafen on the wine, and only then do you make it al hayayin.
So if you were in a concentration camp where you didn't have wine, you didn't have bread, you didn't have
music,
you wouldn't make Kiddush?
That's that Rav Moshe Tshuva, of would you make it on something else, or if you had nothing at all. And Rav Moshe seems to say you would not make Kiddush. You would not. You would say. You could be right. You're Yotzei Kiddush Daraisa with Shmona Esrei. Well, actually, we'll talk about that in 1 second. But you're Yotzei some form of Kiddush with what we say in Shmona Esrei. And you could be Yotzei. There's a tshuva of Rav Akiva Eger. Rav Akiva Eger has a tshuva where he says that you're Yotzei Kiddush Daraisa just by saying the words Good Shabbos. What is Kiddush? You're Mekadesh Hayom. You are distinguishing the day from other days. You know, you talk about outreach. If you have a Jewish neighbor who's not observant, but you see them getting into their car Shabbos morning and you get them to say Good Shabbos, so you've helped them be Yotzei the Mitzvah Doraisa of Kiddush, even while they're yet getting in their car. But,
no, but
that's Kiddush.
Because maybe there's no Shabbos.
I don't know if that's Lifnei Iver. I mean, you're at least getting them a Kiddush. Yeah. Getting them a Kiddush. Rashi... Rashi elsewhere in Brachos and the Meiri here both write that if you have no wine and you have no bread, you don't make Kiddush at all. You're just Yotzei with the Kiddush in your davening. The Yavetz, I told you, the Yavetz says when you have no bread, then you make Kiddush on whatever food you could find. And that's when Rav Moshe said that Yavetz is a big Kiddush and we don't paskin that way lahalacha. And he doesn't even think the Yavetz paskin that way lahalacha either. If you have no food, if you have no wine or bread, those are the only two things. So again, Beis Hillel say, true, you're drinking the wine now out of order because of Kiddush, but the only reason you're saying Kiddush is because of the wine, and therefore for Beis Hillel, first it's Bari Pri HaGafen, and only then is it Mekadesh Rav HaZmanim. Dover Acher, a second reason, Birchas Hayayin Tadira, U'Birchas Hayomena Tadira. You make a Bari Pri HaGafen often, and Kiddush, you do not recite nearly as often. Tadir Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. We have a principle that if there's a conflict and you don't know what to do first, one of the criteria by which to determine or to measure is frequency. Where do we learn that from? Where do we learn that principle from? Tadir Sheino Tadir. Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam tells us. Tadir Kodem, Mesechet Zvachim Nafkelon, Mehai Kra, Dechsiv, B'musafim, Milvad Olas Aboker Asher Leolas HaTamid. We're familiar with that pasuk in the Korban Musaf. It says, "Milvar olas haboker, asher la olas atamid." In addition to the ola of the morning, asher la olas atamid. Milvar says the Rashbam, "Mashma la achar shakravas atamid takriva musafim." The kadashin asher la olas atamid kro yiseiru also lemelaf the bishvil shu tadir ikdimu akosav umikan atadon lechol hatadirin. Says the Rashbam, we learn tadir v'sheino tadir. From Tadir Shen Tadir Tadir Kodam, we learn from the extra words Asher La Olas HaTamid that teach us that the Olas HaBoker is before the Musaf because the Korban Tamid is more often than the Korban Musaf. Which would you bring first, the Korban Musaf or the Tamid Shal Shachar? From the Pasuk, it sounds we learn from this extra word in the Pasuk, you bring the Korban Tamid Shal Shachar before the Musaf. Why? Because the Korban Tamid is, as its name suggests, it's Tamid. It's every day. So you bring that which is done more frequently, even over the more prominent Korban Musaf. And that's where we derive that rule. So Beis Hillel apply that rule and say, so Bari Pri HaGafen comes before the wine. But here's a problem.
Wine is tadir.
First of all, in those days, they didn't drink Snapple, or water, or soda. Wine was the beverage that accompanied meals. They diluted the wine tremendously to be more like grape juice, and that was the beverage of choice. But even if that's not the case, even if all you do is drink wine on Shabbos, so you're drinking wine more frequently than you're making the bracha of Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. But I think his understanding is that you drink wine more often than just Shabbos, and you're only making Kiddush just on Shabbos. That's the assumption. Okay, so again, Beis Hillel also offered two reasons. Beis Hillel's two reasons were that the wine is the whole reason that you're saying Kiddush. Without wine or bread, you wouldn't even be reciting Kiddush. And number two, the reason of Tadir. That Kiddush Hayom, that Yayin is Gorim LeKiddush Shetei Omer.
Why don't you ask a question? Why does he need two?
What? Oh, we're going to right now. Oh, okay. Why does he need two? So before we get to that question, we have another issue. Is Kiddush on a cup of wine d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? So Tosfos earlier in Daf Kuf Vavamad Aleph, Tosfos has a suffix. Kiddush is for sure Doraisa. Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho. We have an obligation to remember Shabbos and to distinguish it. In fact, the Ramban, Al HaTorah, writes, you get a quasi-fulfillment of this by even remembering Shabbos during the week. There's an element of Kiddush during the week. When you say Hayom Yom Revi'i Be, we didn't say today is Wednesday this morning in davening. What do we say? Today is the fourth day in Shabbos. We're remembering Shabbos even in the middle of the week. Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos. We are remembering Shabbos. We're consistently mindful of Shabbos, even during the Vach, even during the Chol. So the Ramban writes Al HaTorah. But Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos, the Kodesho, Kiddush is not debated. Everybody agrees it's Doraisa. Havdalah is a Machlokas. Kiddush at the beginning, to distinguish Shabbos from what comes before it, everybody agrees it's Doraisa. Havdalah, distinguishing Shabbos from what comes afterwards, that's a debate. And by extension, there's a debate if women are obligated in Havdalah, but women are most certainly obligated in Kiddush as well. How do we know that? Because women are, whoever's Mechuyev in Shamor is Mechuyev in Zachar. Shamor is like Shabbos to God. Shamor means you have to safeguard the Shabbos. So whoever has an Isra Malacha, whoever has to safeguard Shabbos and can't violate Malacha, if you have to keep the 39 Malachas of Shabbos, you also have to remember it is Shabbos by saying Kiddush. Women are in Shamor, they're also therefore in Zachor. But Havdalah, there's a machlokas about women, machlokas is Doraisa Derabbanan. It is, but this is one of the exceptions. That rule has more exceptions than it does the rule, which is why we have to learn it. The Gemara asked that. Zachor says, Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho, it's a say, it's a mitzvah seishas man groma. Oh, but women are included in Shamor, whoever's included in Shamor, they need the extra limud. Whoever's included in Shamor is included in Zachor, exactly for that reason, Rabbi Friedman. So, Kiddush is Doraisa, that's not debatable. But Kiddush on a cup of wine, is that Doraisa? So Tosfos earlier, Daf Kuf Vav Min Aleph, has a suffix about that question. The Rashba, the Rosh, the Ran, all hold Kiddush ala Yayin, ala Kos is Doraisa. The Rambam holds Kiddush ala Kos is Derabonon. Midoraisa, you just have to say Kiddush, good Shabbos. Midorabonon, they came and said it'd be nice if you do it on a cup of wine. So the question is, for the Rambam, if you hold that Kiddush is only Derabbanan, how can you say Hayayin Goreim LeKiddush? How could you say Hayayin Goreim LeKiddush? You hear? Anyone hear the question? If Kiddush on a coast is Derabbanan, then you can't say Yayin is Goreim LeKiddush. Midoraisa, you don't even need Yayin. Midoraisa, you have to have Kiddush, but you don't need Yayin. If you hold the Yayin is only Midorabanan, how could Beisilo rather say Yayin is Goreim LeKiddush? So the Tosfos Rid asked this question. Did not include it in your packet. The Tosfos Rid asked this question. And the Tosfos Rid.
Isn't Abba Kosas Midoraisa?
What?
Isn't Abba Kosas Midoraisa? Abba Kosas? For Pesach, we're talking about Pesach.
Pesach, correct. You're going back to like what the Aruch Lener said about Pesach. We're talking on a regular Friday night.
Okay.
So Tosfos really answers very simply. That Kiddush Doraisa, you already fulfilled in Shul. The whole reason you're making Kiddush again at your table is because of the Gzeira of Kiddush Al Yayin, if you hold it's Durabonim. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it's fair to say, Hayayin Goreim LeKiddush. In other words, if not for the Rabbanan saying that you need to make Kiddush Al Akos, you wouldn't be starting your meal with Kiddush. You've already said Kiddush in Shul. You said Vayichulu and Shul, you're good to go. The only reason that you're making Kiddush again at home is because the Rabbanon were Misakein that you say Kiddush al Akos. Once they were Misakein Kiddush al Akos, it's fair game for Beis Hillel to say Hayayin Goreim LeKiddush. That the wine is the reason that you're reciting Kiddush. Yes?
So when you say Kiddush in Shul,
yeah.
So why do you need to say it when you come home again?
Because you need to say it al kos. That's exactly the point.
You said someone in shul said al
kos. Yeah, we discussed that last year also. Whether the kiddush in shul, right? That was a whole sugya we discussed. Why do we make kiddush in shul, right? That was on the sugya of kiddush b'makom suda. If you hold kiddush b'makom suda, why do we make kiddush in shul? To be motzi the orchim, in order to fulfill it for the guests. Guests can't stay. Tosos asks, guests can't stay in shul. They're eating in an adjacent room. They can hear the kiddush. We don't have it. And that's when the Mishnah Berurah said, if you have a shul that doesn't have a minog, do not say kiddush in shul. We no longer have guests in shul. It's a shayla of a bracha of atala. don't do it. Because it's not Kiddush Makom Suda, which is why the adult doesn't drink the Kiddush. Who do you give the Kiddush to? A child to drink. Because the adult can't drink it because it's not really Kiddush Makom Suda. So the Kiddush and Shul we're not Yotze with. You have to be Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda, you're not Yotze with the Kiddush and Shul. So when you get home, you have to say Kiddush again. But what's the reason you're saying Kiddush at home if you said it already in Shul?
It's the Rabbanon.
It's the Rabbanon, according to the Rambam.
And the woman's level.
Oh! That's a whole other sugya altogether. So what do? You said Kiddush in Shul, you were Yotze Kiddush Doraisa. All that remains for you is a chiyuv derabbanan to say Kiddush Alakos. You come home, and your wife and children, maybe grown children, they still have a chiyuv, an obligation to your Kiddush Midoraisa, at the highest level. So how can you be motzi them? How could someone who's only mechuyuv derabbanan be motzi somebody who's mechuyuv Doraisa? It's a big discussion in the Bir Halacha. The Aruch Laner goes so far as to contemplate. Yaakov Eplinger says, maybe the wife should say the Bori Priya Gafen after, like Beis Shammai, because for her it would be a hefsa. He has a whole arichas about it. So, right, you're saying maybe the women should say? That should not be the conclusion. Let's make clear, that's not the conclusion that we're drawing, that the wife should say Kiddush. That's not the conclusion. You got to go through the halacha to figure out exactly why it is that the husband, Rabbi Kiva Eger, has a discussion about it. The Bir Halacha quotes all of this. So coming back to our sugya, we had a machlokas by Shammai Beis Hillel. Which comes first? First cup Seder night, they pour you the cup. We saw like the Ramah, you don't pour for yourself, someone else pours for you. It sounded like only the Balabayas needs the Dalad Kosos, but we are strict that everybody has access to all four cups. And it's time to make Kiddush. What's the order? Beis Shammai said, the Kaddish Shuzo Vazmanim, then Poi Priya Gafen. We, Beis Hillel say no, Boyer Priya Gafen, then the Kaddish Shuzo Vazmanim. Beis Shammai had his two reasons. What were his two reasons? Number one, the whole reason you're making Kiddush before, or Beis Shammai's two reasons, the whole reason you're making Kiddush before the meal is Hayom Gorim Liayim, because the day precipitates, the day demands it. And number two, chronologically, the day came before your bottle of wine. By the way, what's a question on that? The day came before your bottle of wine. The Rashba has a question on that. Is it true the day came before your bottle of wine? We're going to change the clock next Saturday night. All summer long, we had multiple minyanim at BRS. I'm sure other shuls do too. And some bring in Shabbos early. So what about then? Which comes first? The yayin or the day? You're making Kiddush at your table long before the sun is even thinking about setting. If you make the plag Shabbos on Friday afternoon in the summer, you are already up to benching before it's getting dark. Okay, excellent. So Rabbi Friedman suggests that once you make Kiddush, you've now brought the day, so the day has come before the wine. But the day still didn't exactly come before the wine. So the Rashba is the one who asked this question. Look at the Rashba. It's the next page in your packet. By the way, if you don't go to shul, let's say as of plag, you're not going to make it to shul, you didn't daven yet. You daven mincha at 1 o'clock. Plag is 6 o'clock. At 6:01, you invite your family around the table, you raise your glass, and you make Kiddush. Ask the Rashba, in that circumstance, how can you say the day came before the wine, and that's why you should make the Mekadesh Shrov Azmanim before the Boi Priya Gafen? In a case where you Mekadesh Bo'od Yom, in a case where you make Kiddush while it's still day, that's not going to happen. See the Rashba, the bottom of the right column. Ukvar Kiddush Hayom Perish B'Shas Kabbalah. Va'afilu Kodem V'Kiddush Alakos Be'erev Shabbos. Mikom Makom Arayu Asar B'Malacha Mishas She'omer Kiddush Alakos. Va'od Berov Ein Mekadshim Ad She'techshach. So the Rashba gives two answers. Number one, he says, Rove. Hey, true, you could come up with a scenario where you make Kiddush while it's still day, so the wine came before the day, but that's not the Rove. The majority of the time, the day, the Kiddush Hayom, comes before the wine. So the first answer of the Rashba is, you're following the Rove. Number two, says the Rashba, even if you make Kiddush in the middle of the day, when does the Isser Malacha kick in? Right? I daven mincha at 1. Plaga mincha is 6. 6:01, I invite my whole family to the table, and I say, raise my glass, and I make Kiddush. That's it. From what moment am I no longer allowed to adjust the lights? Check my email. Turn off the light in the fridge. From when? From when I drink or from when I say Kiddush? From when you say Kiddush. So says the Rashba, even in the scenario where you make Kiddush while it's still day, still the day came before the wine, because the Isser Malacha, as Rabbi Friedman said, when you're Makabel Shabbos, you're Makabel in Isser Malacha, the Isser Malacha came before the Shkiyas Yayin, before you drink. So the day still came before the wine. So the Rashba asked, how could Beishamai say the reason that we first make Mekadosh Rav Azman and then Bari Priya Gothen is because the day comes before the wine. In the summer, if you make Kiddush while it's still light out, the wine is coming before the day. So the Rashba gave two answers. Number one, we follow the Rov, and most of the time the day comes before the wine. So the Rashba, number two, it's not true. Because as soon as you say Kiddush, the Isser Malacha comes, and that is before you drink. So the day, even in that scenario, is coming before the wine. The Meiri, the last page in the handout, the Meiri gives a third answer. Correct, but right. So he has to kvetch. The Rashba would have to kvetch that the day coming before the wine means the drinking of the wine. For the Rashba means the drinking of the wine.
Not necessarily the physical.
Correct. Not necessarily your access to the wine bottle or pouring the becher, but you're drinking the wine, which makes sense because that's the your yotzei kiddush al kosh when you drink the kosh. Yes. Yeah.
What is the status of that kiddush?
Your yotze kiddush d'oraisa when you say vayichulu in shul.
So when you go home and make kiddush again.
Right, so that's what we said. We're not going to get into it, but the bir halacha is all discussion. You come home only being obligated d'rabbanan, and now you're trying to be motzi people who are obligated d'oraisa. How does that work? We're going to.
You're definitely acting at home from shul, and you make yourself kiddush.
That's a question only according to the Rambam. Mm-hmm. Right, according to the Rush. And the Rashba and the Ran, Kiddush ala Kosh is Doraisa. Huh. So you come home, you're still obligated on a Doraisa level.
It's a Kiddush.
You don't say something. But it's not, you still retain a Kiddush Doraisa. The question is only on the Rambam. Yes?
How come no one ever mentions the possibility that according to Beis Hillel, the reason that it's taught here, you know, it's more important is because it's our thoughts.
No, it's taught here because in those days you drink wine every day. I understand, but that's not the definition of Tadir. Tadir, Hillel, means you drink wine every day. So you're making the bracha, Bori Priya Gafen, much more often than you're making the bracha of Kiddush. But let me just finish this thought. I want Rabbi Moskos to be able to start on time. He's got a phenomenal shir prepared. So three answers we had. The Rashba asked, how could Beis Shammai say you make the bracha on the day before the wine? Because the day comes before the wine. It doesn't always come before the wine. The Rashba gave two answers. The Meiri gives a third. Writes the Meiri where I underline, Ein adam nichnas la'suuda kishakidish hayom la'alter achi yispalol v'ninta Shabbos kodem labiyas hayayin v'roi levarach harishon rishon. Because you don't make kiddush first thing. You go to shul, you daven, you mekabel Shabbos before you come to the table. So even if you want to say it's not the drinking of the wine, it's the wine bottle, the Meiri takes it a step further and says you mekabel Shabbos long before you even see the wine bottle, even on those long summer days when the sun is still high in the sky. Okay, so we saw this is a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. How do we paskin? Let's just finish the Gemara. Hilchasa kedivrei Beis Hillel. Well, Halacha follows Beis Hillel. My davar acher. Why did Beis Hillel have to bring a second opinion? We didn't ask that about Beis Shammai.
Right.
Why not? Because we don't paskin like him. We just said we paskin like Beis Hillel, and if we paskin like Beis Hillel, that therefore begs the question, why did Beis Hillel need a second reason? Says the Gemara, V'chite mahasam tarte v'hacha chada. Because you might have said, Beis Shammai have two reasons, Beis Hillel have only one. Mm. In other words, Beis Shammai needed a second reason, either for the reason of the Noda Behuda or the reason of the Arach Laner. But Beis Shammai needed a second reason. Beis Hillel don't really need the whole Tadir v'sheino Tadir. That's like icing on the cake. They don't need a second reason. Why do we provide it? Not because there's anything deficient in the first reason, but only because once you had two reasons for Beis Shammai, it wouldn't look good. Mm-hmm. You would say, how could you pass them like Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai's got 2-1. Hachachada, hachanami tartininu. So we throw on the second reason, not because the first reason was deficient, but just so that no one could say Beishamai had two reasons and Beisilo only had one. Halachik divri Beisilo pshita. Why'd you have to tell me you're paskin like Beisilo? Everybody knows machlokas Beishamai Beisilo, you're paskin like Beisilo. Wake a kid in the middle of the night, they know that. So pshita, it's obvious. Don't nothing paskol. And why is it obvious? Because the Gemara in Erev and Dafyab Gimel tells us that a baskol, a heavenly voice, proclaimed that with certain exceptions in the debates between Beishamai and Beis Hillel, we paskin like Beis Hillel. The baskol already went out. Why do I need the Gemara to tell me? We follow Beis Hillel, which is what we do, Bori Pri HaGafen, then Mekadosh HaShabbos, or Mekadosh HaRov HaZmanim. And for the Gemara, Ibo Yisei Makodim Baskol. So maybe because we had to say it, this happened before the baskol. So the reason we're saying we paskin like Beis Hillel was before it was firmly authoritatively established by the baskol. Or Ibo Yisema la'achar baskol, it was after the baskol. And Rabbi Yeshua, Tamar ein mashkichin bebaskol. We're following the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua who says we ignore the baskol. We ignore a baskol. And if you ignore a baskol, then you need to be told we paskin like Beis Hillel, not because of the baskol, but because we paskin like Beis Hillel. We're out of time, but I want you to look at the Tosfos. We're not even going to start with it next week. But look at the Tosfos. Because Tosfos wonders. Everyone remember the famous story of the Tanur Shalachnai, the Gemara Bab Metzia, where you have this debate between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in a very detailed Manusha law on the Tanur Shalachnai, Tumah V'Tahara having to do with this oven. And Rabbi Eliezer says, let the river flow up and let the mountain do this and that. And a baskol goes out and we still don't paskin like him. Why? Because we don't listen to the baskol. So Tosfos wonders. Why is it that when it comes to Rabbi Eliezer, we don't listen to the Bas Kol, and when it comes to Beis Hillel, we do? V'im tomar, maishna dekai malanka Bas Kol to Beis Hillel, v'lo kai malanka Bas Kol to Rabbi Eliezer. Why do we reject Rabbi Eliezer despite the heavenly voice, and we follow Beis Hillel because of the heavenly voice? So Tosos answers, Tahacha Beis Hillel havu ruba, el de Beishamai mechale de tvei, v'hasam haya kineged rabim, lo kai malan hachi, u'bas kol yotza el lechvodo. There, the machlokas was Rabbi Eliezer against the Chachamim. So we ignore the baskol, because a baskol can't get you to paskin like an individual over the rabbim, over the many. But here, it's not a question of the many versus the individual. Here, it's Beishamai Beis Hillel. In numbers, they're equal. So here, you would listen to the baskol. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up with the next Mishnah, Amir Tzashem, next Wednesday. Rabbi Moskowitz is giving a great shiur. For next week, your challenge is, it's an amazing crowd. It's an unbelievable crowd. For next week, everyone bring one friend, so we have to have twice as many tables in this room. Let's grow the kol larger and larger.